Hello, everyone. Paul Linkletters. No, keep talking. We're doing a station ID for Tell the Band to Go Home. It's Jeff Robson's fabulous show. Don Kerr? Don Kerr would like... Don. Okay. We're going to talk about... It's on 101.5 UMFM, but you know that because you're listening to the radio. I know you're not stupid. You're probably very smart. And in fact, a student at the university, potentially. What are you doing with your life?
And you're supposed to say your name.
Oh, I'm Dave Bedini.
The legendary.
That's just a sample I carry around with me whenever I say my name. And we're going to hear some music, lots of polka music, some Lithuanian disco and Turkish funk. So you stay tuned. Do not. You know what? Start touching yourself, because you're not touching the radio if you're touching yourself. God bless.
Someday you're gonna ride right out of town with the blinders on and the pedal down past the same road so traveled on. There's no doubling back. Are you moving straight on past the parking lot where you were found and the grassy spot where they want to lay you down and past the gold towers rising higher and higher past the dead live wires. What's in front of you? Nothing but a rear view. Ooh. Someday you're gonna fly. I just take right off from there. Up into the thin to get a bird's eye view of what you done, did you do? What was once inside of you is spreading out across the blue. And what's in front of you? Nothing but a rear view.
Welcome, friends, to Tell the Band to Go Home. It's UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name's Jeff, your host here, playing you the good stuff till 4 o'clock. We are pre-recorded today, couldn't make it live down to the studio. But thanks for stopping in. Hopefully you'll enjoy your stay. I think you will. I hope you will. That's the plan anyway. We got lots of good music for you today. And we kicked it off with something great. And my sketchy record-keeping tells me that I haven't played that for you, which seems almost impossible. I find it hard to believe. So if one of you happens to be keeping better records than me, please correct me when I'm wrong about these things. But I don't believe I've played that for you on the show, and it's been out for a couple of weeks, and it's been blowing my damn mind. But either I didn't write it down, or I haven't played it. So either way, if I've played it before, it's worth playing again. It's brand new from the Rio Statics, and you know what? I bet you even liked it. It wasn't even weird. Oh, so good. So good. That's from the album Here Comes the Wolves, which is coming out September, I believe. Brand new music there featuring Tim Vesely. Oh, so good. All right, we got lots to talk about today. We got this is going to be the official preview for the Trout Forest Music Festival, which is coming up next weekend in a lovely Ear Falls, Ontario. We're going to be heading out there again, doing a little bit of hosting and a little bit of playing some music. Oh, look, we have a special guest here live in the basement.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Is that all you have to say is hi?
Yeah.
Oh, that's Jeremy, everybody. What?
I just want to be on the radio.
Okay, well, do you want to say anything else on the radio besides hi?
No, well, we're leaving soon, so...
That's right, we're heading off on our little vacation. So that's why I'm pre-recording the show.
Yeah.
All right, you got any requests for the show today?
No.
Okay, well, thanks for dropping in anyway. Did you like that Rio Static song off the top? I bet you did. I bet you loved it.
Which one?
The Rio Statics. You're a big fan, right? Yeah, just say yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to talk about the Trout Forest Music Festival and a couple of, oh man, we got some exciting stuff coming up before the festival as well, which we'll have to talk about. Holy cow. But in the meantime, I guess we'll play some new and new to me music. I kind of blew it by not informing the Germans when I was recording the show, so we don't have German requests today. So apologies right off the top to the Germans and the Brits and everybody else who sends in requests. But hopefully they'll forgive us. In the meantime, last week when I was at the station, we have this free music box. If you're ever at the university, come on up, third floor University Center. There's this free music box by the door. And every once in a while, there's gems in there. Usually it's gems that I already have. So sometimes I'll take it and I'll put it in my Pledgerama giveaway box, or I'll just give it to somebody. But every once in a while, there's something in there that even I don't have. And in this case, I didn't even know it really existed, to be perfectly honest with you, I don't think. It's a EP that came out in 2015, actually. So I guess I'm a little far behind. But this EP called, oh, and it's a terrible name, EP-onymous, I guess that's how we'll say it. E_P. Onymous, which is a stupid name. Maybe that's why I haven't heard of it, because it's such a stupid name. But it's not stupid at all. It's pretty great. And it's from our neighbor to the west there, Mr. Jason Plum. Check this out. Tell a band to go home.
Passing day. Hey, this is Jason Plum. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
Yeah, I can't be the sun cause I'd burn. As sure as I live, I will return.
Oh, the Waltons there. Anybody remember the Waltons? I love the Waltons. No, not John Boy. And I don't know. That show's before my time. You know, the band from Saskatchewan. They had that big album, Lick My Tractor. Okay, it was Like My Tractor. But everybody calls it Licked My Tractor because it's spelled L-I-K. They were branded as these kind of dumb hick farm boys, which I don't know, a strange marketing angle, but I guess it paid off. They had a good career. And Jason's been doing a lot of producing and stuff since then. So anyways, little tangent there for you. That was the Waltons there from Lick My Tractor with Colder Than You. Before that, from his I think that was his solo debut, actually, produced by Ed Robertson. That's when we got to know him anyway. He was live in the studio on Steel Belted Radio. Interesting guy. Enjoyed it. The album was called Over and Under, pardon me. We heard the song Back at Me, which was a huge hit here for us anyway in like 2003, something like that. We also heard something from his latest, I believe, EP Onimus. Terrible name, but a great song, Iron Will Rust. Good stuff there from Jason Plum. Another little tangent there. Here's another guy I haven't heard of for years, to my knowledge, but he's got a new album coming out and it's being hyped by a bunch of good folks, including, who was raving about it recently? Matt Faulkner from South Dakota, amazing songwriter, was raving about this one coming up and really looking forward to it. We haven't played this guy on the show in years, and we used to like him a lot back in the day. One of the rare, truly great unsolicited submissions to the show. Got this in the mailbox in like 2004 or something, and fell in love with it. I'll play you something from that first album, actually, that hooked us, and then we'll hear something brand new from a guy named Nels Andrews. He's got a new album coming out, but this one, we'll go way back to that first album that hooked us called Sunday Shoes. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home.
Your heart, and what was her name? ask for a quarter, I might get a dollar. When I get 20, I can wait on the hall. Out of Waltz, if I'm Washington, it's too easy. Up in a plastic rose, a plastic dress. Tonight I think I'll leave this booze alone. But tonight I think I'll leave this booze alone. Stick my toes on the curb, try to flag down the moon. Bonfire's ember, but I'm not done yet. You could light your last match for that last cigarette. You say you know you really should quit, but you can't quit now. Even broken clocks will still tick, and your little hands spin somehow. My memory compass is always headed south. Bay leaf and cinnamon in the back of my mouth. In a mirror in the washroom, down the hall and behind the door, I saw it just past my shoulder. Another mirror past another door. Wondered if you had those children. Did you figure out how to fix a loose leg with a matchbook, not throw the whole thing out? My memory compass is always headed south. Bay leaf and cinnamon in the back of my mouth. Baritone whisper, someone sang Thunder Road. I caught your eye on the chorus. We're all singing for the lonely alone. And the bonfire's ember is much smaller in the morning bright. The hiss of steam and salt water, wet smoke to clear the night. My memory compass is always headed south. Bay leaf and cinnamon in the back of my
through. I will be with you forever and always.
When the days grow long, when the nights turn cold, I'll be here to hold you forever and always.
There's a light when I look in your eyes that shows me the strength of your heart. Even if we lose sight of each other, our love brings us back to the start, to the start, where I first found you,
where you first found me,
locked away and free forever and always. There's a light when I look in your eyes that shows me the strength of your heart. Even if we lose sight of each other, our love brings us back to the start,
to the start, where I first found you,
and where you first found me, locked away and free forever and always. I will be with you forever and always. Well, I'm going out dancing by myself on Saturday night. Try to call to my baby, she's nowhere inside. So now I'm hurting with a broken heart, since it's the only one I got. I've been trying to lose these blues by morning light. So come on, whiskey, come on, wine. Now come on, the next pretty thing to come spin it off the line. Come on, cocaine, okay. We don't have much time. I'm trying to shake a heartache just one night. Just one night.
shake a heart in just one night.
Hey, this is Brandi Carlile. Tell the band to go home. 101.5 UMFM.
You can hold my hand when you need to let go. I can be a mountain when you're feeling valley low. I can be a street light showing you the way home. 'Cause you can hold my hand when you need to let go. I want a house with a crowded table and a place by the fire. Oh,
godmother of rock and roll, the original sister sold all our music was in her. She brought rhythm from the darkness into the light. She brought the good word to the night to save all our sinners. Rosetta rolled her eyes when she played. She knew that strange things happen every day, and that the white boy hype would eventually fade, but the way that she played would remain. New York City, it was 1938. The radio couldn't wait for Rosetta to rock it. Instant sensation. And little Elvis, Chuck and Johnny at home heard her on the gramophone, and they wouldn't forget it. Rosetta rolled her eyes when she played. She knew that strange things happen every day, and that the white boy hype would eventually fade, but the way that she played would remain. Rosetta's in the Hall of Fame. Don't let her be forgotten in a church in Arkansas. Remember her teaching the Cotton Club the glory of the Lord. Don't let her be forgotten. Rosetta deserves more. Remember her teaching a nation on a train platform in England in 1964. Sister Rosetta saw the bright lights fade away. She saw out the last of her days in the suburbs of Philly, down by the river. She still heard music in the air, up above her head and everywhere, on a train bound for glory. Rosetta rolled her eyes when she played. She knew that strange things happen every day, and that the white boy hype would eventually fade, but the way that she played would remain.
Something brand new there from Frank Turner. He's got an interesting record coming out. It's called Tales from No Man's Land. It's a bunch of stories about significant women in history, including that one right there about Sister Rosetta Thorpe. And there's a companion podcast. Each episode of the podcast kind of delves into the story of the woman in the song. And that's called Tales from No Man's Land. It's kind of interesting. Listen to a bit of it. You know, if you're a Frank Turner fan, you might want to check that out. Certainly some important stories there about some significant women in history. Before that, we heard some current significant women, the Highwaymen, from their self-titled record. We heard Crowded Table. Of course, that features Brandi Carlile and Amanda Shires and a couple other gals, that band. We heard Sam Outlaw in there. Sam Outlaw, I was looking him up to see what he'd been up to. He's got a couple of new things that we heard there. He's got this little EP called Hat Acts, which has, I think it's like three songs, and in between there's these weird little skit kind of things. It's like, I don't know, I don't really get it, but the songs are pretty good, and you know, check it out if you like Sam Outlaw. And before that, we heard a single he released along with a lady named Sarah Darling, Forever and Always. Thought that was pretty good. And off the top, a couple from Nels Andrews. He's got a new album coming out, or an EP or something, called Pigeon and the Crow. We heard Memory Compass off of that. And from way back in 2004, from the album Sunday Shoes, we heard Central Avenue, A Romance there. All right, here, how about some more new music? Oh, here's one. Speaking of the past, and probably around 2004, actually, somewhere in there, an album that we were in love with here on this program way back when was something called an album called Bittertown by a great, great songwriter named Lori McKenna. And she just kind of appeared out of nowhere with these absolutely heartbreaking songs. She's like a mother to like five or six kids or something, and she's writing all these songs. And then as the kids started to grow up, I guess she started putting them out. She went on to be a successful songwriter for like Faith Hill or something like that. She's terrific, great songwriter. And she's revisited that album Bittertown and re-recorded a couple of tracks off of it and called it Return to Bittertown. And we'll hear one of those right now. This is called Stealing Kisses from the great Lori McKenna on Tell the Band to Go Home.
It's late enough for your kids should be home. The policeman says as he takes your beer for his own. You remember wondering what his wife thought about his occupation. He knows that you were just chasing a dream to the town line, then back and over again. So he winks at you girls and he tells you all to see you later. From a boy, now I'm begging affection from a man in my house dress. Don't you know who I am? Don't you know who I am? I'm standing in your kitchen. It's late enough, your husband's dinner is cold. Another important meeting. And you haven't talked to one adult all day, except your neighbor who drives crazy. And when he finally gets in, well, he's sure not in the mood for talking. Out of 20 years before, and you whisper to all of the girls, run. I am.
Are you thinking about taking Manhattan on foot? What you gonna do now? Are you thinking about leaving versus just stay put?
There's a girl I know, raised on rock and roll, fishnet, fire and lace, right up in my face. She's got New York down, says she'll show me round. She's my perfect ten, she's heaven sent to clue me in.
And what you gonna do now? Sell the house and maybe move it out east to Spain. What you gonna do now? Stay at home all alone and maybe think about rain.
There's a girl I've seen, keeps a quiet routine, lives by playground rules, she don't suffer fools. She writes books and such, says I drink too much. She says she's glad to be my friend till I'm back down on earth again.
And what you gonna do now? What you gonna do now? Machu Picchu. What you gonna do now? You always said that there was something that it just might teach you.
There's a girl I love, I can't rise above. Pushed my love too far, left a nasty scar. Washed her hands of me, thus this man you see. Dark sunglasses on to make believe that nothing's wrong.
What you gonna do now? What you gonna do now? What you gonna do now? What you gonna do now?
Checks his son, he whispers, boy, this is it. There's a train leaving downtown in about 3 hours' time. If I want to get out of this town alive, I got to get out of this dive. Well, he leaves the stool a-spinning with the froth on his beer. And then I slide over and I knock him back and I offer him my cheers. We ain't here for much, but we got much to do. We ain't here to call out names or to be somebody's fool. We ain't here to make time, cause time marches on. We ain't here to bring them back long after they're gone. Hey! Well, she paces and she fusses as she's walking down the floor. She trips over a suitcase that's been tucked behind the door. She says, now, what can come of this, my friends? Well, I hope he knows that cheating and then leaving town ain't the only way to go. Now he walks in the back door, but he won't be walking long. His lock is off the safe and all the ammunition's gone. We ain't here for much, but we got much to do. We ain't here to call out names or to be somebody's fool. We ain't here to make time, cause time marches on. We ain't here to bring them back long after they're gone. Get gone. Get
shadow of that trailer park sign. Watching that sun go down 1 minute at a time. That slow rolling train's rolling slowly by. Hearing the rain, nobody getting on, nobody riding high. Well, you know, she smiles and she looks at me and she tosses me a bear. And I slide over and I knock her back because she don't waste no tears. We ain't here for much. We got much to do. We ain't here to call out names or to be somebody's fool. We ain't here to make time, cause time marches on. We ain't here to bring them back long after they're gone. We ain't here for much. We got much to do. We ain't here to call out names or to be somebody's fool. We ain't here to make time, cause time marches on. We ain't here to bring them back long after they're gone.
Manitoba's own Quentin Blair there with his most recent single, After They're Gone. I like Quentin. He's such a good guy. And a fine song there. Like that. He's doing some things coming up in Winnipeg over the next little while, including playing something at the Forks called Rib Fest. Now, I don't know anything about Rib Fest, but I love ribs and I love Quentin Blair, so it might be worth looking into. If you find out anything, let me know. I'll bring my bib with me. Before Quentin, we heard something brand new from Rodney Crowell and Lyle Lovett. They teamed up. Rodney's got a new record called Texas coming out. And we heard What You Gonna Do Now. And before that, we heard Lori McKenna with something called Stealing Kisses from her new little, I don't know, it's not even an EP, it's just two songs, Return to Bittertown. They're worth... Hopefully that'll get some people to dig up the original record because it's absolutely phenomenal. Anyway, we're going to have to take our break and pay a couple of bills. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about the Mighty Mighty Trout Forest Music Festival coming up in Ear Falls, Ontario. My favorite Canadian festival, by North American festival by far. It's always a great time. It's coming up next weekend. And we'll tell you all about that and some stuff coming up a little bit closer to home and all kinds of stuff. Please stick around. More pre-recorded goodness coming up on Tell the Band to Go Home. Thanks for being here. Stick around.